Migrant border arrests jumped 200% since April despite COVID threat. By Bob Price on September 4, 2020. The arrest of migrants illegally crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S. jumped for the fourth straight month, increasing by more than 200% from the low point in April. The increases in arrests come despite the continuing threat of COVID-19 infection and the almost certainty that under Title 42, they will be returned to Mexico when arrested. Border Patrol agents arrested 48,864 migrants in August after they illegally crossed the border from Mexico into the U.S., according to the Southwest Border Migration Report released on Friday by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials. This is up from 38,463 in July, a 27% increase, and from 16,162 in April, a 202% increase. More than 88% of those arrested were single adults, according to the report. Unaccompanied alien children and family unit aliens accounted for 5,569 of the nearly 47,000 arrested. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan told reporters on Friday that the migrants are continuing to come despite the threat of COVID-19 and the numbers of migrants expelled under Title 42 coronavirus protection protocols put in place by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Despite the dangers posed by COVID-19, illegal immigration, it continues, putting American lives at risk, Commissioner Morgan began. Migrants continue to ignore their country's stay-at-home guidance as well as they continue to ignore the guidance of global medical experts. The commissioner discussed the sacrifices made by the American public in trying to stop the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. We must secure our borders from illegal aliens who show their complete disregard of even the most application of health and safety precautions, Morgan explained. The aliens are hidden in overcrowded and unsanitary stash houses and tractor trailers for days. Morgan called these conditions perfect incubators for COVID-19. Under Title 42 health protocols, Border Patrol agents expel approximately 91% of the migrants arrested along the U.S. borders with Canada and Mexico, the commissioner explained. Most are expelled within 2 hours of their arrest. Title 42 has nothing to do with immigration enforcement, Commissioner Morgan stated, and everything to do with public health. Protecting American lives, reducing the spread of COVID-19, and helping our economy get back on track. After stating that 10 CBP employees have lost their lives in the line of duty to COVID-19, the commissioner said, "There is no doubt that Title 42 has prevented more tragic loss among our own workforce." The commissioner said all of these factors led to a 75% drop in migration flow and reduced the numbers of migrants being held in detention facilities from about 20,000 per day a year ago down to 300 to 400 per day now. He reiterated that Title 42 has saved countless American lives and the lives of CBP personnel and their families. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.